Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast. We are still fighting some battles, but you know what? We know, like it's going to be on today's call, that it is time for victory. Today's Rich Thoughts is entitled, Is It Time to Press the Word of God? Are you under attack? Do you feel like you lack direction or you really need some deliverance? To me, pressing the Word of God is like taking a scripture, continually applying it to the problem until you receive the breakthrough you desire. So many times, what happens to Christians is they'll pray a scripture over a problem, then they'll leave it alone, giving up when nothing seems to happen. I just don't think giving up is in God's vocabulary. In 2 Kings 2:14, Elisha has followed Elijah, the prophet, either knowing or sensing that his destiny is about to change forever, at least hoping it is. Elijah tells Elisha several times, hey, you can turn back, but Elisha refuses to do so. Finally, they reach that place where the chariots of fire come down and take Elijah off to heaven, and the scripture says this, and he took the mantle of Elijah that fell from him and smote the waters and said, where is the Lord God of Elijah? And when he had also smitten the waters, they parted hither and thither, and Elisha went over. In this scripture in 2 Kings 2, it tells something to me or shows me something that just fascinated me. Elijah's mantle represented the power and authority of Almighty God. Elisha now has what Elijah once possessed, although this is the first time Elisha has ever operated in this power. So he says, where is the Lord God of Elijah? To me, that's like Elisha was saying, I know, I'm convinced this mantle has all of heaven backing it up, because I've seen Elijah put it to work time after time. Now show me the manifestation is also for me. Have you ever felt that way? Have you ever read the word and said, I know this is true. I know it's true. How often have you seen a miracle in someone else's life and said, I know that I can experience that too? Sometimes we just have to get mad at the devil. Refuse to let him talk us out of believing, what God's word, that it's true. Why should he win? He likes to make you think, well, you're the one doing something wrong. But if you know the word works, you can literally force the enemy or the circumstances to step aside. He has to obey you. We need to be assured that the word of God works, and then stand on that in faith and not let the devil feed us all kinds of doubt. Number one, quit doing what you've been doing if it's not working. In Judges 6:1, in the New International Version, it says, again, the Israelites did evil in the eyes of the Lord, and for 7 years he gave them into the hands of the Midianites. Again, it says, the Israelites were doing the same thing over and over. Since God would forgive them, they'd go ahead and sin. Just ask God to forgive them, and they'd go ahead and sin again. Your problem is most certainly not sinning, but you might be doing something over and over that and expecting a different result when the Holy Spirit's trying to lead you in another way. Are you the one trying to solve your problems, or are you applying the Word of God so that you can permanently get rid of the problems that you're facing? We've got to change. Truly, we've got to change before anybody or anything else is going to change. So don't spend another day living in anything less than God's best. Do what God says and expect a breakthrough. Press God's word until you see it happen. Number two, realize God sees you as you can be and not as you are. In Judges 6:11-12 in the New International Version, it says, and there came an angel of the Lord and sat under an oak, which was in Ophrah, which pertained unto Joash the Abizite. And his son Gideon threshed wheat by the winepress to hide it from the Midianites. And the angel of the Lord appeared to him and said unto him, The Lord is with thee, thou mighty man of valor. The Amplified Bible, in the Amplified translation, calls Gideon a mighty man of courage. In other translations, he's called a mighty hero or a mighty warrior. Gideon's first reaction was probably, I'm a what? Gideon was from a small town, and he was, by his own admission, the least in his family. Maybe the black sheep, or maybe the run of the litter, as they say. It can be assumed that he was hiding where he was because of his fear that the Midianites would steal the grain he was threshing for his family. You may not be physically be the run of your family, or perhaps maybe you feel like you're the runt mentally or spiritually. The difficulty of most people is that they judge their future by past, well, maybe even proclamations that people have put on them. That's a mistake because it totally negates the reality of God completely turning somebody's life around. We've got to realize that if God can instantly change a criminal, drug-dependent user into a saint, whose sins are washed by the blood of the Lamb and is out preaching Jesus as hard as he can, that he can also turn the things around in your life too. You may feel like you can't do this or that, but God knows that you can do all things through Christ. Philippians 4:13 says, I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. I particularly like the classic Amplified Bible where it says, I have strength for all things in Christ who empowers me. I'm ready for anything and equal to anything through him who infuses inner strength into me. I am self-sufficient in Christ's sufficiency. That is a great translation, truthfully, to personalize. Sonia has strength for all things in Christ who empowers her. Sonia is ready for anything and equal to anything through him who infuses inner strength into Sonia, who is self-sufficient in Christ's sufficiency. How about Denise has strength for all things in Christ who empowers her. Denise is ready for anything and equal to anything through him who infuses inner strength into Denise, who is self-sufficient in Christ's sufficiency. Lejeune has strength for all things in Christ who empowers her. Lejeune is ready for anything and equal to anything through him who infuses inner strength into Lejeune, who is self-sufficient in Christ's sufficiency. How about one more? Sorry. Diane has strength for all things in Christ who empowers her. Diane is ready for anything and equal to anything through him who infuses inner strength into Diane, who is self-sufficient in Christ's sufficiency. You know, this scripture proves that God specializes in calling ordinary people to do extraordinary things. That's what he did with Gideon, and that's why what he's doing really with us if we'll seriously apply the word in our lives. When God chose Gideon, there was nothing heroic about him. In fact, his own opinion of himself was he was weak and insignificant. But God saw something in Gideon that Gideon didn't see. And there is a scriptural reason why God uses ordinary people to do extraordinary things. In 1 Corinthians 1, verses 27 through 29 in the Message Bible, it says, take a good look, friends, at who you were when you got called into this life. I don't see many of the brightest and the best among you, not many influential, not many from high society families. Isn't it obvious that God deliberately chose men and women that the culture overlooks and exploits and abuses, chooses these nobodies to expose the hollow pretensions of the somebodies? That makes it quite clear that none of you can get by blowing your own horn before God. Everything that we have, right thinking and right living, a clean slate, a fresh start, comes from God by way of Jesus Christ. That's why we have the saying, if you're going to blow a horn, blow a trumpet for God. You know, if we're waiting on God to change our situation, it might surprise us to find out that God's waiting on us. So let's go deep and get into it. You know, if we're waiting on God, remember, He may be waiting on us to press the Word and make that Word come alive in our lives. Number three, your life begins to change when you're determined to do whatever it takes to see that change. Judges 6:16 through 18 in the Classic Amplified says, "The Lord said to him, 'Surely I will be with you, and you shall smite the Midianites as one man.' Gideon said to him, 'If now I have found favor in your sight, then show me a sign that it is you who talks with me. Do not leave here, I pray you, until I return to you and bring my offering and set it before you.' And he said, 'I will wait until you return.'" Gideon had just been called a mighty warrior, and now the angel is telling him he's going to defeat the Midianites. At this point, Gideon begins pressing the Word by saying these three things. First, he says, "Confirm, please, that I have found favor in your sight." Second, he says, "I need a sign confirming that it's really you who's talking to me." And third, he says, by pressing the Word, asking the angel to stay until he can bring an offering. And the angel agrees to all three of Gideon's requests. So when you're facing an enemy that seems overwhelming, your own Midianites, you're going to need to press the Word as well. You're going to need to confirm that God's promises coming from Him and confess them straight out of the Word of God. Second, pray for peace. Pray for a knowing to come over you, that you absolutely know that you know that this is God speaking to you. And third, like Gideon, give an offering when you've been spoken to through the Word. If you've been fighting the spiritual Midianites and they've been stealing from you all these years, it's time to push back and not let the enemy, who is weaker than you, take any more advantage. Push back by pressing the Word. Because we believe God's Word is true, we need to take God at His Word and press it until we see the victory. We need to take comfort in the words that the angel spoke to Gideon, "Surely I will be with you." And we know that the Lord is with us. We know He'll never leave us or forsake us, He told us in Hebrews 13:5. Our future can be determined by whether we decide to press the Word or not, but it's a decision only you can make. Wow, we're not going to finish today at all. So have a fabulous day. Go out there and seize the day. Press the Word and come back tomorrow. We're going to talk more about pressing the Word of God. So have a most glorious day and keep thinking rich thoughts from the Word of God. God bless you. We love you. Bye-bye.